This is Charleston's retirement coach, Brandon Bowen.
I'm Heather Branch, here with Brandon to talk about ways you can be preparing for your financial future, thinking about your retirement years, the goals you have for those years. BowenWealth.com is where you can go to begin your own conversation with Brandon and his team. Again, it's BowenWealth.com.
There's a cold beer calling my name. Feel a good time coming, got a new song humming in the sunset.
Couldn't help myself, Brandon.
No.
We are starting today's program off with the full summer feels. That is Jamison Rogers' song with Luke Combs.
Uh-huh.
Cold beer calling my name.
Man.
And his number one hit country song that he had with Luke from his album, Bet You're From a Small Town. And all the feels that are getting into summertime, I think that song just wraps them all up in a little
man,
perfect.
Man, Luke Combs lyric. Radio on Pandora. Uh-huh. I mean, it gets some maritime.
Got it.
With me.
Got it.
I mean, there's nothing more summer than that, I feel
right,
like.
Right.
Cookouts, yes.
So, thinking about the season and the spirit of the season, particularly the spirit of this time of year, a lot of people think about Memorial Day, all right, like 3-day weekend and unofficial. You hear a lot of people say the unofficial start of summer.
Yes.
And there is that. There is some spirit to that happiness of it. But when we think about Memorial Day and what it's really all about, it is honoring those who have fallen in line of our safety and security.
So I don't have anybody in my immediate family that's military, or I guess the closest to us, we've got some really, really good friends. Let's see, we met them probably 13, 14 years ago when we first moved here to Charleston. It was over in West Ashley, lived in Carolina Bay over there. And about, you know, six houses down was this couple. And so they were, he's in the Army, but he was in and out, of course, right? You know, with military. And so he was having to get deployed. And so what we found ourselves is like, you know, three, maybe four times a week, like we're having them over for dinner,
mm-hmm.
or she's making dinner for us. I mean, just like super hospitable. And we're going through. And so, you know, she's actually pregnant during this time.
Got it.
And yeah. And so she has the baby and he is still deployed over there in Kuwait. He actually was running the whole base in Kuwait. He's really high up.
Wow.
And, you know, and me as a dad, I'm sitting here thinking like, gosh, I mean, his daughter was like 3 years old at that time,
mm-hmm.
brand new son, and he's missing the birth, you know, in these first, and I'm just thinking the sacrifice that he is making for their family, you know, and then the sacrifice as a whole that our military is making for us to have these freedoms. And yeah, this Memorial Day, although I don't know anyone that has paid the ultimate sacrifice, I mean, you watch any video on social media and stuff, and you know, these, you see that, you know, the parent with the kids and dad's not coming home anymore or mom's not coming home. And it's just, I mean, it just wrecks me,
yeah.
you know? So I just hats off to our military.
There is no way, I don't think, to properly express our gratitude in words. I mean, we could try, we'll do our best. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to anybody who has ever served. Thank you to the families of those who have military family members for mm-hmm. what you sacrifice. Obviously, thank you to anybody who has made the ultimate sacrifice. And again, that's what we honor on Memorial Day weekend. So keeping all of that spirit in mind, obviously, as we honor those this holiday weekend. And again, try to express gratitude, but there truly is no word, I don't think, to really encompass it all. With that whole notion in mind, what is Memorial Day and what's it all about? It is about the fallen and understanding the idea of legacy planning and having the right plans in place. It was interesting, kind of going back to that point about Jamison Rogers. He's only 35 years old, Brandon. However, legacy is actually something that he thinks about, something that already means something to him. Here's what he recently said about that.
I want to move people the way I've been moved with music when I'm in my truck and I get chills, and or if I cry or if it makes me happy. That was kind of my goal when I started writing, just to kind of be that vessel for somebody else. You know, hopefully make the world a little better place, whether it's singing about a good time cold beer or getting somebody over a heartbreak. You know what I mean? It's all the above.
What he just mentioned, the idea also brings me back to our military men and women, because leaving the world a better place, what they're doing, making the world a better place, making it safer for us Americans mm-hmm. and the freedoms that they work to protect. And this whole notion about a legacy plan, it's such an important conversation, but I think it's probably one so many people shy away from, obviously for the very sensitive nature. They just don't, there's a little bit of the, I don't want to talk about it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is something I'm sure you've encountered on a regular basis in your office. However, it's something that you also prioritize for many important reasons. So let's talk about what those are.
Yeah, absolutely. And so for couples, if you're listening and you are both still alive here, I'm talking to you at this point, like you have got to get this legacy plan in place now, right? Yes, it's not comfortable. Nobody wants to think about, you know, you not being here. It's super, super sad and, you know, leaving this world and all the things you love and such, but you've got to put it into place. You've got to. I mean, that is the most caring thing you can do because it's going to be an awful time for your survivor, you know, for those that are still here. So we've got to put that plan in place as far as taking care of our spouse, you know, especially if they don't really, if the other person maybe doesn't pay that much attention to the plan, to the finances. Mm-hmm. You know, I find that a lot of times, you know, maybe the men, not trying to stereotype, but a lot of times, you know, the men are focused, paying attention. The wife, she might be in and out a little bit as far as like understanding why we're doing it. And she just wants to know that she's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So if historically and statistically women live longer, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what, you know, I see a lot of times. So, but if you're still a couple, if you're still here, let's put this plan into place. But let me talk about the situations that I have had several here of late, and that would be widows and widowers. Okay. Mm-hmm. Probably my last, I want to say maybe my last three new households that have come on, new clients that have come on have been widows. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where the husband has passed mm-hmm. previously, you know, I'd never met him. And then these widows, you know, they've come on board here. They've been listening to the show. They called in and they've got some big, big questions. This planning process, it's a very sensitive thing that we have to walk through. And here's probably, I would say, the three biggest concerns that I hear from them mm-hmm. is the first is income concerns, right? I mean, you're worried about, okay, he's gone and I've got this pile of money. So how much can I spend? I want to just make sure I'm going to be okay. I want to make sure I've got dignity, that I've got a place to stay, that I've got money here. I mean, and it's tempting to just put it in cash, you know, to take it all sure. out. Like, yep. I don't want any market risk anymore. And I'm just going to sip on this money. It's tempting to do that, right?
Yeah.
But you've got to have that income plan in place. And if you never really paid attention up until now, or if you've never had an income plan clearly laid out for you, that this can be paralyzing. Right. And so mm-hmm. I want to help you see that, okay, you give yourself permission to spend a responsible amount. Okay. So income. The second is tax issues, right? Mm-hmm. So if we've got some inherited money happening here, maybe some capital gains that are going to be realized, we want to look at your accounts, make sure that they're titled properly, beneficiary, IRAs, make sure your beneficiaries are up to date. Okay. So a lot of this stuff, revocable living trust, if you don't have a trust in place, power of attorney. Okay. What if you can't make decisions down the road and you're the only one here, right? I mean, who's the power of attorney? Who's going to help you make these decisions, these big decisions, financial decisions that are going to continue to, you know, work and speak for you to me as your advisor, right? Mm-hmm. So we got to plan through all of this. And then lastly, your legacy, right? That's what we started with. We're talking about your legacy. How much do you want to pass on to your kids? How do you want to pass it on, right? And that's where we use that trust again, that revocable living trust, mm-hmm. right? Are the kids responsible? Are they making good decisions right now? Right. So all of these concerns are what we can do. We can sit down together and make sure that you've thought through and planned out all of these situations that could potentially arise. And so, like I said, our most recent clients, I mean, one that I can think of, she had plenty of money left behind from her husband. And yeah. so she wanted to make sure that she was going to be okay. But equally, she has one child who has special needs.
Got okay. It. Yeah.
So all of this, there were so many things that I needed to just reassure her on, okay, this is a very acceptable amount to spend. You know, have fun, travel, you know, take some of your girlfriends on a trip, you know, spend and do this. And then, you know, with your special needs daughter, she is going to be taken care of, right? We have a power of attorney set up for her, right? Decisions are going to be able to be made efficiently for her in her best interest. And that just gave her so much clarity, so much confidence moving forward and not just sitting there paralyzed with indecision. So if you're widowed, let me first say, I'm so sorry for your loss. And please know that I am here to serve you and to help you regain your confidence in your income and spending plan. You're not going to go it alone, right? That is what I'm here for, to come right beside you help you understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, how we're doing it, and then walk with you through these next years of your life. So if this sounds like you and you have these same concerns about your estate and legacy plan, let me encourage you to head on over to bowenwealth.com and click on the contact tab so we can begin a conversation with you as well.
Thanks for listening to Charleston's Retirement Coach Podcast with Brandon Bowen. To learn more, visit bowenwealth.com and join Brandon for his radio show, Charleston's Retirement Coach, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on 94.3 WSC and again at 1 p.m. on 1250 WTMA.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if J. Brandon Bowen is licensed in your state, please call 843-203-2030. J. Brandon Bowen is an investment advisor representative of Bowen Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. J. Brandon Bowen is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Bowen Wealth LLC, insurance licensed in South Carolina. Market Guard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. Market Guard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.